Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Kapp with RM Stout of Jamestown, and we have Lisa Jackson, the Foundation Director for the JRMC Foundation. And Lisa and Tara, welcome to our show.
Good morning.
Hey, that was timed out very great. Holy cow. Well, we're glad to have you guys here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk about an upcoming Drive for Your Community event that's going to benefit the JRMC Foundation. We'll have Tara tell us more about that. But first, let's talk to Lisa a little bit. The JRMC Foundation really helps the hospital out with a lot of different things and always looking to raise funds to continue your guys' mission, right?
Yes. Yeah. Our sole purpose is to help JRMC with patient care and exceed our patients' expectations and provide really the training or the tools and equipment that they need to do their jobs.
Absolutely. So this Drive for Your Community event really going to be raising money. And kind of what's the focus right now for the foundation?
Mm-hmm. We are going to raise money because we need to provide a new standard of care in our emergency department. And so what people are going to help us do and what Stouts will enable us to do is buy a fast ultrasound for emergency situations.
Awesome.
This comes in handy with trauma patients when they come into the emergency room at JRMC. Their injuries are not always apparent. Parent or even visible on initial physical exam.
Yeah.
And so what this fast ultrasound is going to do is right at the bedside when a patient comes in, they can check that patient for internal bleeding or trauma or fluid. And it's going to be a tool to really help our ED physicians and even our surgeons, our general surgeons in this in the hospital better diagnose individuals. So it's very exciting.
It sounds like a really important piece of equipment then for the hospital just to provide that extra step of care for individuals maybe in those emergency situations
Yep. Like I said, this is a new standard level of care. And so it's something that we want to get into our emergency room fast.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, excellent. So Lisa Jackson and Tara Kapp joining us here on Let's Talk. And the way you guys are going to be raising money is coming up on September 27th on Wednesday. It is a Drive for Your Community. Tara, we've talked to you about those tons of times.
Yes.
And these are just amazing ways that people in our community can help, and by doing just a simple thing.
Exactly. This time around, we're pairing up with Lincoln. Now, we've had the Lincoln Driven to Give events numerous times, and actually, we've paired with the hospital before. It's been a fantastic success. And let's just point out that if the hospital needs some, you know, equipment, they just don't go to the dollar store, gang. These things are not something that you just, you know, order off of Amazon and zoom, they come in 2 days.
Yeah.
They obviously need that assistance to bring in this, you know, incredible machine. So think about it. When you're out there in the community, you know, anyone who's listening, there's anything can happen. And if you have to call 911 and emergency services needs to get you to the hospital, you obviously want to make sure that everything can be done to make sure you're doing all right. And this ultrasound machine, come on, really, let's face it. It's not just for, you know, finding out how the baby's doing. Ultrasounds tell them what's going on inside your body. It's an invaluable piece of equipment. So with Lincoln Driven to Give, here's how this works. You come see us at the hospital. We will be there on a beautiful Wednesday from 11:30 to 2:30. And you give us 20 minutes of your time. What we do is put you into a brand new Lincoln vehicle. So even if you, this is a no obligation deal. And I think everyone who has ever come to our events knows that there's no pressure. We just say, listen, put your seat in the seat. Let's go for a drive. Enjoy the vehicle. Ask questions if you have them. And then on your merry way you go.
Yeah.
And we donate that money to the hospital. So Lincoln does something a little bit different.
Okay.
So what you'll do is you'll come in and take a test drive. And because you did that, $20 is going to go to the cause. Now, if you give us an extra 5 minutes of your time, you can take a secondary test drive and another chosen Lincoln vehicle, and bam, your 20 minutes now donates $40
really?
To the hospital. So one person can essentially take two test drives and double their donation. And so with Lincoln and Driven to Give, we have the opportunity to raise up to $8,000 in that three-hour period. And that's just because you, the generous listener, said, I got 20 minutes to spare. I got 20 minutes to help somebody in an emergency situation.
Yeah.
Could be me, could be a loved one, could be a friend. I want to make sure that they're super taken care of. And because I sat in a Lincoln luxury vehicle for 20 minutes of my day, I knew I was helping that cause. It is that simple. I can't express enough how easy it is to donate. So
we've done this before, and it was so much fun. The staff at Stouts are amazing. So they bring out their full team, their sales staff and their drivers and Tara, of course. But the last time we did this, we did max out.
Wow, $8,000 awesome.
That came to JRMC, and that actually bought cribs and cameras and a breast pump for our family birthplace.
We were driving for the babies.
We were driving for the babies.
I remember that one, too.
And now we're going to drive, you know, drive for emergency situations.
We're speeding in for emergency situations.
And we're going to up the ante, because we like to do that, and like to have food. So we're also going to have apple pie, because that's our theme. Apples. And then we're also going to be doing some giveaways. We'll have some trunk organizers that we're going to have as far as a raffle drawing. So come out and share your time with us. Learn more about the hospital. Yeah. And it's quick, and this is not painless.
No.
No, it's super easy.
So easy. And, you know, honestly, we've always told people that if you want to take an extended test drive afterward, fantastic, let us know. But again, this is no obligation. We're not calling you afterward. We're not hounding you about when you're coming back. We just want you to be there to help get back to the communities. And, you know, in the past, we have had some businesses that have said, here, to their employees, why don't a few of you go ahead. You know, that would be wonderful. So businesses, if you're listening, if you are able to give your employees that 20 minutes of time to spend some time with us, to hop in the vehicle and go, great. Grand, wonderful. It takes just a couple minutes to register. Obviously, we have to register to prove to Lincoln that you were there,
right,
and that we're not just making up names and addresses. And then they send you an email and say, thanks for coming. And that's it. That's it.
That's awesome. It's super simple. Tara, I love how you pointed it out, too, that one day, you know, maybe somebody who comes and test drives could be using that equipment. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that the JRMC would have that equipment. We'd have it locally. So all they have to do is come and take a test drive. This is not going on at RM Stouts, though.
No.
It will be happening out at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center.
So this gives you a chance, folks. You know, if you've never ended up having to go to the hospital to visit anybody or for yourself, well, excellent for you at that point. But if you've ever been curious about the hospital, if you've never been out to that new facility, here's your chance. If you've ever been curious about a Lincoln, you're not in the market to buy, but gall darn it, you'd like to just take a peek in it? Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah,
come on out. That's what it's about. You know, and what I liked about the last one that we did, it was so neat. Now, with the billboards we have in Jamestown, and you see all the new physicians that are here, guess what? They're there. And you might actually have a chance to meet those individuals. They have kind of their own celebrity status. I mean, really, what these people are doing for us. So come on out. You can meet the staff at the hospital. You can kind of put faces to names and faces to voices and find out who's behind the amazing care we have in the heartland of North Dakota right here in Jamestown. So this goes out to anyone who's listening. Awesome. We just invite you to be there. 20 minutes, seat in a seat. You can help out in a way that just beyond just your 20 minutes, it really helps. It just resonates for years to come.
Awesome. Again, Lisa Jackson, Tara Cab joining us on Let's Talk. It's coming up Wednesday, September 27th from 11:30 to 2:30 at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Lisa or Tara, anything else you want to add or you want to give that information out there if people have questions about any of this?
Yes. Visit our Facebook page, website, jrmcnd.com, or give me a call, 952-4880.
4880. Wonderful. Well, Tara and Lisa, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk, and let's get out there.
Thank you, Warren.
Thanks for your time.